This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Forest Service is planning a major restructuring that will move more workers to the West. The agency announced this week that it's moving its headquarters from D.C. to Salt Lake City to position leaders closer to forests they oversee. But some are skeptical about the changes. Max Alonso is with the National Federation of Federal Employees Union and worked for the Forest Service for a decade.
What are the reasons that we're doing this? Where's the data showing that this is a good move or a good change? And they just haven't done that.
The Forest Service is also shuttering its regional offices and consolidating its research arm to one location in Fort Collins. Congress may soon be asked for additional funding to support the ongoing war in Iran. Colorado Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd says he expects to receive a request for more military funding and that he'll need details before he commits to a vote.
As each day goes by, it's more and more important that Congress exercises oversight with respect to how those dollars are spent, that we're achieving the objectives that the president has talked about with respect to Iran, both in terms of regional security and global security.
Hurd says he supports President Trump's actions in Iran to limit nuclear and ballistic missile threats. More than 200 Colorado Army National Guard soldiers, meanwhile, are heading to the Middle East. The troops will assist in a long-standing peacekeeping mission between Egypt and Israel called Multinational Force and Observers. A press release says the troops will help with patrols, staff observation posts, and help with base operations in the Sinai Peninsula. This is CPR News in KRCC.